in the New Testament of the Church Bible, page 58. The Holy Gospel is written in the first chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning at the 26th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. He came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, she also has conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the Gospel of Christ. Lord, you said to your prophet Jeremiah so long ago, "I watch over my word to perform it." And you have allowed us to read this beautiful portion of your word about Gabriel and Mary and the baby who is to be born. We pray that you will watch over this portion of your word to perform it. Grant that it may come home to us with meaning and with helpfulness, and that by your grace it may come to fulfillment in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know if you've met any angels lately. If you had, you wouldn't know. It's only on Christmas cards that angels have wings. In the Bible, angels just look like people. The angel of the Lord came to a man named Manoah and his wife in Judges chapter 13. He came first of all to the wife, and she came running to her husband and said, "A man spoke to me." It's always the same. When angels appear, they are just like ordinary human beings. So maybe you have met an angel lately and you didn't know. Somebody came and just helped you at a moment of need. Are you sure it wasn't an angel? Angels only do what they're told. That's one thing you can be certain about. They only do what they're told. They only go where they're sent. And they only say what they've been ordered to say. In the lovely Psalm 103, the psalm ends, "Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding." That's what they're for. They're sent to do the bidding of God. They go where he sends them. They say what he tells them. So when an angel speaks, you may be certain that that is what God is saying. Because angels have no power to speak except what God tells them to say. Right then, the angel Gabriel, one of the few heavenly beings that has a name in the Bible. And what a lovely and well-known name, the angel Gabriel. It means mighty one of God. The angel Gabriel was sent to Mary. What message did he bring? One of the hymns that we sing at Christmas time says, "Love came down at Christmas." Well, so it did. That's part of the Christmas message. Love came down at Christmas. God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his one and only Son. Love came down at Christmas. And years ago, we used to sing, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan." You may or may not have sung that. We did. "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan." Love. That's not what Gabriel said. What Gabriel said was, "Hail, you who are highly favored, and I've got to tell you, you who have been granted grace." Grace. That was Gabriel's message. That's what he said to Mary. That's what he was told to say. He didn't say to her, "Mary, love came down at Christmas." He said, "Mary, grace came down at Christmas. Hail, you who are highly receptive of grace. Grace came down." And we used to sing that too. Our little old song, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan." It's very fascinating, isn't it? It'll pass. Come back to me. "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man." Grace. And that was Gabriel's message. "Mary," he said, "you have been the recipient of grace to the highest degree.
And our passage goes on when he says, "Do not be afraid." This is in verse 30, if one could only find it. Verse 30, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You have found grace." Now, you need to be careful with that expression, "to find grace," because it could seem as though it was something we looked for and maybe even worked for and eventually got hold of. You always need to remember that where the Bible says you have found grace, what it means is grace has found you. Because grace is the unmerited, undeserved, freely given favor of God. It can't be something we work for. It can't be something we make effort for, because that would be a denial of what it is. Listen again. Grace is the unmerited, undeserved, freely given favor of God. And the angel Gabriel came to Mary to tell her that is the Christmas message. Hail, you who have received the undeserved, unmerited, freely given favor of God. Don't be afraid, because you have received the unmerited, undeserved, freely given favor of God. That's what Christmas is all about, according to the angel Gabriel. It is grace. And that grace came to us in a Son, a Saviour, and a Sovereign. I don't usually look for words that begin with the same letter, but it may help you to remember. A Son, a Saviour, and a Sovereign. Gabriel said to Mary, "That which is to be born of you is the Son of God." What a gift. Be realistic about it, beloved. You to whom God has given children, maybe a son, would you give your son? Of course you wouldn't, but he did. The Father, says John in his first letter, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, putting his finger on the relationship and therefore the costliness and therefore the suffering involved. The Father sent the Son. That's grace. Did we deserve it? Did we merit it? Did we work for it? Did we earn it? No. Unmerited, undeserved, freely given favor. The gift of the Son of God. A Savior. Call his name Jesus. What does Jesus mean? Well, in the wonderful blending together of the word of God, Luke doesn't tell us, but Matthew does. The angel said to Joseph in Matthew, "She shall bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." You see the balance there. She will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's what Jesus means. It means Savior. Not a teacher to teach us. Not a military leader to grant us political independence. A Savior from sin. a Saviour from that which would make us ashamed and unable to stand in the presence of God. He will save his people from their sins. My beloved, there is nothing that comes closer to ultimate blasphemy. Hear me. There is nothing that comes closer to ultimate blasphemy than to work for your salvation. To say, but there must be something that I must do. Because that is to deny that Jesus is the Savior whom God sent. Just banish it from your mind. God sent us a Savior. Not to half save us, not to pay a deposit so that we might do the rest, but actually to save us from our sins eternally. To go to a cross and to cry out, it is finished. Nothing more to be done. A son, a saviour, and a sovereign. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign forever and ever. That's the grace of Christmas. And the inner reality of Christmas is what happened to Mary. She received Jesus right into the very center and heart of her being. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son. When Jesus comes into the heart, he comes in as the Son, the Savior, and the Sovereign. We receive the grace of God for our eternal salvation. In the Christmas story, we have Mary at the beginning, and in Luke's Gospel, we have Simeon at the end. They're a sort of bracket around the Christmas story. Mary received Jesus into the very center of her being. Simeon took the baby in his arms and he said, now my eyes have seen your salvation. The gift of the grace of God is matched by the simplicity of our salvation. Just to receive Jesus into our hearts. Dear ones, will you pray with me? Do you want to know of Jesus? Come with me to Bethlehem, where the Son of God came down to earth. No crown, no diadem, but a favored virgin mother and her tiny firstborn gem. It is He, infant God, Christ the Lord. Do you want to learn of Jesus? All the hosts of angels sing of the baby in the manger and the joy he came to bring, peace with God and heaven's favor, glory to the newborn King, David's son, come to earth, Christ the Lord. Come and worship at his footstool. He is Saviour, King, and Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of Mary, Son of David, Son of God. Throned on high in heaven's glory, name above all names adored, reigning here in my heart, Christ the Lord. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.